I obviously have no idea what I'm talking about. But it's the news, according to me. Good. Is it still morning? Is it 10:56 a.m.? 10:57 a.m. now. Thursday morning. Oh, it's Friday morning. Is this Friday? This is Friday. It's already Friday, December 6th, 2024. And I am your host for the next few minutes. I am in the worldwide headquarters this morning of the news, according to me. I am here because I have to shovel off my sidewalk. See, if I don't shovel off my sidewalk within 24 hours of a snowfall, a single snowflake falls down. If I don't shovel it off within 24 hours, I get fined by the city because this is America. And this is the land of the free, home of the brave. You own property, you are now our slave. You better take care of that property or we're going to fine you. Don't let your grass grow too high. We're going to fine you. It's worse than HOA here in this town that I'm in. It hasn't been too bad lately. They've been a little bit more relaxed, at least with me. They pick people once in a while. They picked on me for a while. For about 6 months, they picked on me. And they were sending me all these letters and wanted to find me on things, and they took pictures of things and wanted me to pay fines. Every day was a bigger fine. So I went downtown. Let's just say that stopped. Then they wanted to, they reassessed my property value. Said that my property was worth. I told them, hey, if you write me a check for that amount, you can have the building, the property, and everything in it for that price. Because that's four times what I paid for it. Probably twice what I could get out of it on a good day. And that was before I put a new roof on it. They were just trying to up my property tax. So they reassessed the value more than it could possibly be worth. Now, at some point, it's going to be worth something. I'm going to be spending some time this spring, I hope. I'm going to get some things done on the outside of the building. Get this thing looking the way it's supposed to look. And who knows? Maybe I'll sell it. I don't know. I might just get rid of it. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. It's been a pretty functional, decent building for me. It's about 5 miles from my house, which is kind of nice because I get away from the house. But there are some things it can't do. However, it's for the price I paid for this. It's got a lot of potential here. I could actually start a couple of businesses. There's a couple of different kinds of businesses I could start here. Or I could just rent it out and lease it out for somebody, you know, just wants to do something else for a couple of different businesses. Or just start a little business incubator type place here, which I think would be pretty cool as well. But I'm not doing that at the moment. Right now, I'm you know, too busy using it to make piles of cash here. I just rake the money. The money just falls out of the sky right into my building here. I've just got a spot where the wind just blows just right. Folks, I have in my cup, I have a cup of chai. It is my chai that I have, my normal chai stuff. The good stuff. And then I have my backup cup. I do have a backup cup this morning. It is my cup of apple cider, which is okay. On the way over here, I had done some work on my truck. On the way over here, the roads are snowy here where I am. It's pretty bad. There is actually snow on the sidewalk I have to shovel off. Don't know what happened with all that. I guess it's winter. It is winter. It's practically the middle of December. It's about time for some snow, I guess. So we got some. So I've been out tinkering around with that this morning, shoveling some things at home, and I cleaned off all the vehicles. Tried to get my Bobcat started. I apparently got an issue. Not sure what's going on with that, but it's been. I'd like to kind of shovel off the neighbor's stuff there too, but I can't get the Bobcat going. So I hate using the backhoe for that because it's just too big. If I just had a front end loader, if I need a compact tractor, maybe I just need a compact tractor. Of course, the neighbor has a compact tractor. You can use their own tractor. Anyway, I have a few things. I was kind of working on some show notes actually this morning, and I haven't come up with any really. There's not a whole lot more going on other than the squabbles that are going on within the Senate. Now there's a lady in the Senate. I can't think of her name now. Wait a second, maybe I can find it here. The thing that concerns me is that there's some. I had an interesting discussion with a fellow I was working with the other day. But there's some interesting stuff that's going on within the cabinet and the struggles with the never Trumpers or almost never or the reluctant Trumpers. I call them the reluctant Trumpers now because they realize that they're on the losing end of this thing. The left is doubling down on this whole thing. There's a ridiculous number of mayors and governors. Some of them are coming around. They realize, hey, if you're committing crimes, you got to get out of here. There's a ridiculous number of them out there who are. They've decided to, if you're going to come take away our, we're going to stand in the way of these people. We're going to rise up and we're going to defend these people if you're trying to come and take haul these people out by force. And they're even saying that they're going to keep them from taking people away from if you're in prison and you're here illegally, they're going to keep ICE from coming and getting them and taking them away. Not going to let them have access to prisoners, people in prison who've committed crimes that we are now as tax. But not only have they committed crimes and they probably can't afford any kind of restitution to the people who've lost something. Now they're paying. The taxpayers are now paying to keep them, give them three hots and a cot. And they shouldn't even be here. But by golly, we're so full of our righteousness. We're so morally upright. Our moral standards are so much higher than yours. We're going to stand in the way of you taking them out of our country. These criminals that have taken something from our citizens. We're going to stand in the way of you taking them away. Oh, it's just immoral that you should do such a thing. Okay, yeah, whatever. And you should go to prison too, probably, because yet there is a code, federal code, and Homan has been very clear about this. If you impede on a federal officer in the course of his duties to enforce the law, you are breaking the law. If you aid and abet a criminal that is wanted by the federal government, that is against the law as well. Between the Justice Department that we're going to probably have here and Tom Homan, if Homan has his way, I think he should be the DA. He should probably be the AG. But we'll see how this all pans out. It's if Trump gets the cabinet he wants, these people are not playing games. Now my concern is that they would go too far on some things. But you know what? This administration that we currently have right now for the last 4 years has gone way too far the other way. And and nobody says anything about that. Very few people are complaining about that. You certainly don't hear about it in the media. I guess there's this big kerfuffle now going on between Rachel Maddow, the ambiguous one that she is. She apparently is in a big kerfuffle with Morning Joe, the show Morning Joe, the Joe and Mika show in the mornings. Because they went down and talked to Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And of course, that's the ultimate sin, is to actually talk to the beast himself. Because, how dare you try to establish communication? And I would say the same thing. If what you're telling me has been true the last 4 years, 8 years, 9 years, that Donald Trump is some kind of a monster, racist, fascist, Hitler, the embodiment, the second coming of Hitler. Well, we're going to go down and have tea with him, and we're going to talk about how we're going to communicate with him. Well, you don't do that in the face of a monster like that. But apparently they do. And that's what's upsetting, Rachel, because this when you go and they're going to humanize, and they even mentioned this. They said, "Well, we're not meaning to humanize the man." So he's not a human. You really believe that this is their thing. They believe that Donald Trump is subhuman, that he's this monster. He's the embodiment. He's some kind of incarnation of Satan himself. He's not a human. That was the whole thing. They didn't like the fact that, when was it? It wasn't Jimmy Kimmel. Who was the other guy that had him on the show, and he was kind of playing with him, and he messed with his hair and did all kinds of stuff, and he was having fun on the show, and he was, "Oh, you're humanizing him. That's terrible. Oh, you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't have him on your show. You shouldn't be doing that." So he practically got canceled because of it. He had to apologize, all kinds of stuff. And he was just having fun. The guy's just a human, and he was just having fun with the guy. Trump is he can be very personable like that. And they wouldn't have anything of it. But I think that some of them are starting to realize, hey, this isn't working. This whole orange man bad thing, I'm not Trump. I may not be Joe Biden, but I'm also not Donald Trump. But Trump. That's all they kept saying during the whole election was, but Trump. Well, have you guys done this in your... Well, but Trump, he's still running. He's been running for 6 years. He's been running for the last 12 years. Oh, you mean that, so out of the last 16 years, you guys have had 12 years of it. But Trump. Trump had nothing to do with 2008, 2012. But they're still going after him for that. So they continue to spin into the abyss. It's a sad state of affairs, in my opinion, what's happening with the left right now. Except for one fellow that it's unexpectedly. Now, I know that he comes from kind of a purple state, and I think that's probably what's happening here. It's Pennsylvania, I think it's where he's from. I think he realizes that his constituents are, he's going to have to kind of straighten up and fly right and say some practical truths here, or he's not going to win any more elections. Now, he had a stroke, he was saying some really weird stuff. Is Fetterman. Fetterman is, he's come out and he, about every day he comes out and says something that actually makes sense. He's become much more moderate than he was when he was in office before. I think he was a mayor or something before. He's extremely radically left. He is not that way now. He's become much more, I guess, common sense almost. So whatever has happened to him with his brain issue is certainly kind of changed. At least it seems to have changed some things. He said some things about, is Hunter Biden's. Well, here's the problem with this whole Hunter Biden thing. The stuff that they've gone after him for, people every day are arrested for those very things. They're put in prison for those very things. Put in prison for those very things that Hunter Biden did, that he was found guilty for. The tax evasion and the Federal Forms Act, the thing about filling out some paperwork for the gun whole thing. He lied about being on drugs, and he was on drugs. Every day, people go to jail for those things. Would they have gone after him if he wasn't Joe Biden's son? Well, he would have already been in prison for that. He wouldn't have gotten away with all this stuff. You see, he's gotten away with all this stuff for so long because daddy's been there to cover it up and fix it. He would have been in jail a long time ago if he wasn't Hunter Biden's son. So this idea that, well, they're only going after him because he's Hunter Biden's son. No, he just failed to be protected for one, at least one. And they didn't even go after him for the big stuff. They just had to get him on something to make it look like they weren't biased. And that's exactly what happened. Well, we're going to get him on these lesser. In fact, they gave him an out. He wouldn't have done anything. He wouldn't have had any problems. But he turned it down because he thought, "Oh, I'm a Biden. I don't have to listen to you guys. You guys aren't the boss. You're not the boss of me." Well, then it came down hard. They had to come down hard. They didn't have any choice. They were backed into a corner. They tried to give him an out, and he didn't take it because he thought he was better than that. And he had some kind of weird parade show parade that he was bring coming into Congress when he wanted to, and he stepped in. He was doing that on purpose to show them who he was. Look at me. Not just anybody can walk in here, but I'm Joe Biden's son. I'm Hunter Biden. Well, he didn't get away with it. They had to get him on something, so they put him on these charges. Well, now all of a sudden, I can't do this. So he ends up getting a pardon. Now, if Kamala Harris had been elected, I think she probably would have pardoned. He either would have pardoned him, or he would have waited for her to pardon Hunter Biden as well. It's one of the ways. I don't know how that would have happened, because the whole thing would have been dropped. The concern here was that all of a sudden he's afraid that there's going to be more investigation. There's going to be more happening with this whole process because there's going to be a new DOJ. The AG is going to change. So all these things are going to happen. And I think Joe decided that, hey, I better protect my son here because he's, But the problem is he's been protected all of his life. That's the problem. Yeah, did they go after him because it was a political thing? Probably. He probably, if the opportunity wasn't there, if they didn't have an opportunity to actually go after this guy politically, probably, if Joe Biden wouldn't be in office right now, he'd probably still be protected. He probably wouldn't have anything. But because he's high profile, because of this whole thing, they're trying to go after Joe, they're trying to go after his son. Yeah, that's probably what happened there. For 1 minute, the protections were torn down. Anybody else would have been already been in prison. Probably had their lives crushed and destroyed. But because of, their own choices, not because of the system being wrong. It's because the guy was out of control. And he was just given a card, free card, free pass to continue in that lifestyle. Never face the consequences of his actions. Well, then, of course, along comes Donald Trump. And Fetterman said, well, was the political, was Hunter Biden's stuff political? Probably was. But, we also have to admit that, the case in New York and some of the stuff that they're going after Trump for is also political motivated, too. Well, duh. Well, hey, look, that's fair. I'll say that's fair. Okay, so I think that to the extent that they can be compared is unimaginable. I think it's ridiculous because the charges against Trump have been made up. They changed rules, they changed laws, they changed statutes of limitations to go after the guy. And they have no evidence of anything that they charged him on. In fact, the laws and the rules have been twisted to go after him. Redefined, in fact. Whereas with Hunter Biden, it's very clear, and he's even videoed he's on video. He's got emails doing all kinds of crazy, wacky things, including all the money laundering that he was doing and the influence peddling he was doing. Well, now this whole pardoning thing, as if he's the king, is going even further. And my understanding is there's a whole list of people that Joe Biden would like to pardon, or at least people on a list that are requesting to be pardoned from Joe, including all these people who want pre-pardons for anything they could possibly be charged for in the future. In other words, they've committed crimes. They want, the pardon is supposed to be for people who've been convicted of a crime. That's what it's supposed to be for. You go through the process, you go through the legal process, and then you get convicted, and the president then pardons them. You don't pre-pardon somebody. It kind of happened in Gerald Ford's case. He was being impeached. I don't know at what stage they were at in the whole thing. All I know is that, Gerald Ford stepped forward after Nixon resigned, and he went after. He said, "I'm going to pardon him." Now, I don't know how that whole process worked. I don't know how legally it was done. Of course, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a financial advisor. I don't operate really super heavy equipment. I do operate some, but not nothing over 20,000 pounds. Well, except for an airplane, I can do that. But I don't have. There are some large airplanes I can, like, in the 80,000-pound range. That's about it. No, other than that, I got a few exemptions in there on my disclaimer. I have a disclaimer with exemptions. So all this stuff, he's got this list of people, and apparently all of them want blanket immunity from everything. Now remember, these are the people who were screaming about Donald Trump having immunity. He thinks he's going to be immune to everything. The Supreme Court just gave him immunity for everything he's ever done or ever will do. The president can do everything with immunity. That's not what the Supreme Court said. And yet that's the way they spin it. Every time something comes out of the mouth of somebody that they don't like, they just spin the thing the way they want it to go. And that's the way it, that's the way it is. For the next 8 years, that's all we're going to hear. It's amazing how they get away with this. Constantly getting away with this. So Joe Biden possibly is going to just basically, you know, and there's this other thing, what they should have done, what Joe should have done, was allowed the process to go through with everything with Hunter and just commuted his sentence. That's a whole different ballgame when the president can do that. Because guess what? The president is above the law. The president is the law in this country. The president is presiding over the legal system. He picks the Supreme Court judges. He picks all, he does all this. It's advice and consent by the Senate. And so he's in charge of all that stuff. His records and documents, he can literally release any classified documents that he wants. Now, supposedly there's this, he has to go through a process in case, has to be redacted. He could actually unredact everything if he wanted to. And that's within his powers to do so. Now, of course, the intelligence agencies behind the scenes would throw a fit and say that, well, he's unfit for office because he released all this information that's damaging, it's dangerous, our nation's security, depends on those things. Whatever. Doesn't mean it's illegal for him to do so. It might be reckless in some cases. In other cases, it's just they want to keep this information. No, they want this. That's the thing. The three-letter agencies all want to just compile all this information on everybody so that if somebody pops up off the radar that starts to dissent from the typical way or comes against them, or starts to shed light on something bad they've done, they can expose that person and make them out to be, oh, look at you, we got all this information. And if there isn't anything on them, they'll just make it up. I hear about stuff that, like, other nations, I've heard some stuff about China, I guess, is going on. So now I've heard this thing, and I don't know how true this is. It's kind of weird. If you are texting from apple to apple, it's fine. If you're texting from Android to Android, it's fine. If you're texting from Apple to Android or vice versa, it's the Chinese all of a sudden can tap in. They can see that stuff. It's not encrypted as well. Oh, my question is, I'm not exactly giving away nation's secrets every time I text somebody. It's usually just stuff about, hey, I had three, bowel movements today. That kind of stuff, I don't know that they really, what are they going to do with that? And I'm not telling them, the quantity or the taste or anything. I'm just telling them, the number. A lot of mystery there still. So it's, I don't know. I don't know. I just, I don't understand the, some of the people are going, they're listening into everything. Well, if they're listening into everything I'm doing, then it's, they're wasting their time, which is good. That's what I'm basically. I feel like I'm doing the nation a service. If they're listening to me, then that's one more thing that they're doing I'm taking time away from something else that they could be doing that's harmful. But I understand. I don't want anybody to think that we don't want anybody tapping into our stuff. Sometimes you share a number with somebody or a password or something with somebody or what. I want to make sure those things aren't being used nefariously. Send some banking information to somebody or something that like it's just you don't want that kind of stuff to get out there. But the vast majority of communications I think go on texts are 99% of it's just all. I had a bad nose hair this morning. I picked it out and it was started to bleed. I mean, just I don't know what people talk about. Just goofy, stupid stuff. sending memes back and forth. Anyway, so the Senate keeps on going with these, looking at Trump's cabinet now, trying to get approval of all these things. I find it interesting that there's hearings now. I don't think the new Senate has been signed, sworn in. And yet they're already having hearings. So I'm not sure exactly how this works. I am no expert on the whole political structure system and all that stuff, what's going on here with these committees. There's so many committees. You got the House and the Senate, and then you got all these subcommittees. And the subcommittees are kind of where all the power is. Sometimes they don't even bring things before the Senate or before the House, unless it's gone through subcommittee and passed to be sent to the House. And so those things are sometimes very ambiguous and very not so transparent, I should say. And the people who get this is where the Speaker and the Senate Majority Leader have so much power, and it's even the Minority Leader, when they're setting up these cabinets, these committees, who are privy to certain information and do all this stuff, and then they have power to, run this stuff through. These people are appointed by either the Senate majority minority leaders, or the Speaker or the minority leader in the House. So these people wield a lot of power in that respect alone. That's a huge part of the power that they have, but it's also just one thing amongst other things that they have in terms of power that they wield over the rest of the representatives. So you have to be in good standing with that guy, or you have to vote for him, or he won't. If you don't vote for him to be the Speaker, you probably won't get to be on. He's not going to appoint you to be on any committees. He or she's not going to appoint you to any committees. So you're struggling at that point to be relevant, because now you can't make those decisions. You're not inside. You don't have all the inside information that you can use for trading later on in your day trading job. Your day trading hobby, or your spouse, so you can tell your spouse so that they can do some day trading. So, all this stuff is happening. We have this is Friday already. I thought I had another show to do yet this week. I guess I don't. This is it. This is the end. This is the end. The end is near. Let's see where I'm going to be next week. Actually, I believe on Monday morning, I will be in Memphis. That is my plan. I've got a pretty rigorous schedule this month, actually. Let me just take a look here to see what's going to happen. I have... I see what they did to me there. That's kind of interesting. So I will be... I'm sorry. I will not be in Memphis. I will be in Syracuse, New York. And I will... The show should go on from there. I should have the show there in Syracuse. Now, the next day, it will be a very... If I have a show on Tuesday, it's going to be a very late-in-the-day show, unfortunately. I have to go to D.C. And then I will end up in Jacksonville, Florida. It will be in the afternoon. If I have a show, it's going to be in the afternoon. And then, of course, on Wednesday, again, I'm coming back from Jacksonville, and if I end up with a show, it will probably be late morning at best if I have a show on Wednesday. Thursday is all I don't know. I've got so many things piling up that I have to get done on Thursday for my... just all kinds of things. There's a couple of voiceover things I have to do. There's also some other side work I have to do. And then I have 4 days off. So I should have some time off then. At that point, there'll be some more shows at that point. So that's going to be kind of exciting. Now, anybody's around in these areas, feel free to stop by and say hi. I won't be there. I'll just leave a note for you. So that the following Monday on the 23rd, there will be a show. That's Tuesday. There will be a show on the December 24th. Possibly a show. 25th and 26th, believe it or not, I'll be out of town. That's Christmas Eve and Christmas. Looks like I'll be deading back around. I will be back in Jacksonville again over Christmas there, it looks like. That's a long day right there. What in the world is this? Why did I not see that? That's going to be ridiculous. I don't think I can do that. That's too much. Wow, that's a lot of traveling around there. That's kind of interesting. Okay, well, anyway, quite the month I've got planned ahead of me. So, at any rate, we will continue this on Monday, hopefully, from Syracuse, New York, upstate. Hopefully it doesn't snow too much to get up there. That area can be kind of cold and snowy. A lot of snow from the lake effect stuff up there. Much like the area I'm in right here, but it's even colder sometimes there. In the meantime, folks, I hope that you have a great weekend. Hope that everything goes well. Continue to pray for our nation. Pray for this whole process with the cabinet. I think that, you know, God is in the details on these things, and I think that there's going to be a lot of things happen because of the right people being put in the right place at the right time. For such a time as this, I think that there's some people that need to be in certain places, and we need to pray through that whole process, because I think it's very important in those details. God bless, folks. Shabbat shalom. Have a great weekend, and I will talk to you on Monday. See ya.